During these winter months, having enough feed around and storing your feed is important. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. You work hard all summer to put up enough hay to get you through the winter, and making sure that hay maintains its quality when you go to feed it in the winter is important for the health and nutrition of your livestock. Nebraska Extension Livestock Systems educator Ben Beckman shares some tips when it comes to storing your hay.
As we hit the winter season, many producers turn to feeding hay while grazing options are limited, with feed often at the top cost for livestock operations. Being as efficient with hay as possible is important. Even before the hay gets to the cow, loss during storage can be a significant part of overall hay losses.
He says storing hay inside is the best option for both round and square bales to minimize storage loss.
This is not always possible and is more cost effective for square bales than round. Weathering's more detrimental to square bales and more tonnage can be stored in a given area inside. Most of the dry matter loss in bales will occur in the first several months of storage. Even under the best conditions, hay stored inside can lose 2 to 8% dry matter if stored for extended periods of time. For storage under 9 months, losses should be less than 2%. The dry matter loss for large round bales stored outside can range from 5 to 25%, depending on climate.
And as we know, when we store hay outside, large round bales take Mother Nature's punches the best. So here are a few steps that you can take to help minimize hay loss.
Keep the base dry. Moisture can enter the bale from the ground as well as from the sky. Placing bales on old tires, pallets, railroad ties, or other methods to elevate the bales can help, though it can be a nuisance when feeding out. Putting bales onto a crushed rock bed or other porous substrate that will quickly move moisture away can be a more costly yet effective option as well. Bales under tarps can see similar storage conditions as those in a shed if done correctly. Keep the bales off the ground to prevent moisture wicking up. Stacking or pyramiding bales will allow for more bales to go under a smaller amount of tarp, making the process more economical. While there is some debate, storing bales end-to-end very tightly minimizes the exposure of the open face of the bale to the elements. Leave at least 3 feet of space between rows for airflow. If it's not feasible to store end-to-end in a row, allow at least 18 inches between individual bales to have additional airflow.
And studies have actually shown differences in loss in the way that you store and stack your bales.
A South Dakota study using prairie hay showed that hay stored from end-to-end had a 1% dry matter loss, individual stored bales had a 4% loss, and pyramid storage had 10% losses in dry matter.
And if possible, you should stack your bales where water can run away from them.
Rows of round bales should be placed with the slope of the yards where grade is a factor. This prevents moisture from pooling around the bale base. If storing round bales on flat ground, orient the bales north to south. This will allow the majority of the bale at least some sunlight during the day, especially in the winter when the sun is low in the sky. Additionally, this aligns more closely with the prevailing winter winds to reduce added moisture from drifted snow. No. Speaking of where bales are placed, don't store bales under trees. Bales need to dry out if they do become wet, and trees will not assist in this process by blocking sunlight and airflow.
And it all comes down to when you actually bale it in the summer. Having well-made bales with good quality forage will last longer, therefore provide better nutrients to your livestock.
No matter the type of forage, a tight, well-made bale is the best way to reduce the risk of storage loss. Dry matter loss occurs mostly early on in storage. Besides storing inside, a single row of bales end-to-end provides one of the best storage methods. Selling hay as early as possible can reduce the need for better storage. By keeping hay tight and storing it right, we allow our hay to stay in the best condition possible, making it more valuable.
All things to keep in mind as we move throughout the rest of this winter. And remember, if you ever have any questions, you can always reach out to your local Extension folks. They are more than happy to answer any questions that you may have. And again, hearing from Nebraska Extension Livestock Systems Educator Ben Beckman with your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.